This is the Tennessee Titans 2026 season preview, and it opens with a full-scale demolition. Head coach fired after a 1-5 start, interim went 2-9, and the new regime, Robert Saleh as head coach, Brian Daboll running the offense, Gus Bradley alongside a defense Saleh intends to call himself, inherits a team that went 3-14 for the second straight year. The response was the loudest offseason in football. Roughly $270 million in free agent commitments, the most in the league by the published tallies, plus a receiver at pick 4. And the market moved exactly one notch, 6.5 wins, a coin flip number. This episode is about what a total reboot can and can't buy, because the 2025 numbers here are so bad, they're almost clarifying, and the one that matters most belongs to the quarterback. What was real? Very little, and that's the autopsy. The offense finished 30th in efficiency and 31st against the pass, I mean throwing it. Third down was the league's worst, a 33.2% conversion rate, dead last. The red zone barely appeared in the story because Tennessee couldn't reach it. 41 trips all season, fewest in football. The line and quarterback combined for sacks on 8.7% of dropbacks, sixth most. The ground game offered no shelter. 27th in rush efficiency, about 93 rushing yards a game, 30th in the league. The defense was 28th in expected points allowed and produced 12 takeaways, 29th, with 6 interceptions, tied for the second fewest in the league. One name walks out of that rubble intact, Tony Pollard, who ground out 1,082 yards, 13th in football, behind that line. And the team's leading receiver was a tight end, Chig Okonkwo, with 560 yards. He plays for someone else now. When your leading receiver had 560 yards and left in free agency, the offseason plan writes itself. What was luck? Less than you'd hope, but not nothing. Tennessee went 2-5 in one-score games, under the 35% line, the profile that historically gained back about 2.5 wins with 69% of teams improving. The turnover margin, -7, was bottom third and should drift back toward even. Point differential says 3-14 was roughly what this roster earned. No hidden quality, but no phantom misery either. So the rules hand Tennessee a modest, real tailwind. Something like 2 wins of pure statistical gravity before a single new signing takes a snap. That's how a 3-win team gets to 5.5 without improving. Everything past that has to be bought, which is exactly what the front office spent all spring doing. The identity, charting data via NFLverse. And here, the disclaimer does the heavy lifting. Everything we can chart about the 2025 Titans describes who they were, because the authors are gone. Dennard Wilson's defense played zone heavy, top 5 in 2 high shells, passive structure, minimal takeaways, 29th in efficiency per charted dropback. Saleh's 4-3 and Bradley's history point somewhere else entirely, and the roster moves match the scheme change. A trade sending Tavondre Sweat to the Jets for edge Jermaine Johnson, a Saleh draftee in New York, plus John Franklin Myers inside, Auburn edge Keldrick Falk at pick 31, and Texas linebacker Anthony Hill at 60. The offensive identity transfer is even more explicit. Daboll arrives with his Buffalo resume, the Josh Allen development years, and immediately reunited with Wandale Robinson, his old Giants slot receiver, on a 4-year deal reported at $78 million. Every one of last year's tendencies is a photograph of a demolished building. The only 2025 number that transfers is the one wearing number 1. What changed is, functionally, everything, so here's the concentrated version. In, Robinson, 92 catches for 1,014 yards with the Giants last season. Franklin Myers, corners Alante Taylor and Cordell Flott, tight end Daniel Bellinger, Mitch Trubisky as the veteran backup, and Jeffrey Simmons extended in June on 3 years and $105.8 million. Reported as the richest deal an interior defensive lineman has signed, Calvin Ridley took a pay cut to stay and is rehabbing the broken fibula that ended his season at 7 games. Out, Legarius Sneed, released. Center Lloyd Cushenberry, released. Okonkwo, gone in free agency. The draft is the real headline. Ohio State's Carnell Tate at pick 4, the classic best receiver in the class swing. Then Falk, then Hill, with no third or fourth round picks after the trade-ups, and Penn State's Nicholas Singleton as the fifth round lottery ticket behind Pollard. Every premium asset went to the same address, the quarterback's supporting cast. Off-field scan, clean. So the 2026 question is Cam Ward, and the data demands we hold two truths at once. Truth 1, the situation failed him, comprehensively. He was sacked 55 times, tied for the most in football, pressured on nearly 32% of dropbacks, eighth highest, behind a line that led the league in unblocked sacks allowed by the published charting, in an offense whose play caller was fired in October. Truth too, the charting says the situation wasn't the whole story. From a clean pocket, no pressure at all, Ward ranked 30th of 32 qualifying quarterbacks in efficiency. His gap between stable and volatile situations was the widest in football. He held the ball 2.86 seconds on average, third longest among qualifiers, which is part of how pressure finds a quarterback. And yet, the last 7 weeks are the counterfile. 9 touchdowns against 1 interception from week 12 on, as the interim staff simplified everything. That's the bet Dabble took the job on, that the week 12 onward quarterback is real, and the clean pocket rank was a rookie drowning in a collapsing building. His Allen file is the precedent. Year 1 was ugly there too. The honest read, the precedent is real, and so is the 30th of 32. Nobody, including Tennessee, gets to know which one until September. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Tate at WR31, pick 71, is priced on the draft slot, not on anything that's happened on a field. That's the rookie hype tax. The profile that earns it is real target competition from day one. Pollard at RB30, pick 80, is the quiet value. 13th in rushing yards on the league's worst offense, priced exactly at his 2025 points per game finish, with everything around him improving. Robinson at WR46 brings 92 catch volume to a team that just lost its leading receiver. Ward at QB24, pick 145, is a late-round bet on the Dable effect. Singleton at RB55 is the stash. Ridley at WR68 is a fibula and a depth chart away from being free money, and priced like it. The verdict. 6.5 is a coin flip, and for once the coin is loaded on both sides. 2-ish wins of statistical bounce plus the league's biggest offseason spend against a rookie-year quarterback file with a genuinely alarming clean pocket number, a rebuilt on the fly line, and a first year in a new scheme defense. 5-7 wins is the honest range. The over needs Ward's Week 12 version to be the real one by October. Watch one number all season, his stable situation efficiency. If that climbs out of the 20s, everything else here, the spend, the picks, the Dabble bet, starts compounding, and this becomes the division's 2027 problem. If it doesn't, Tennessee bought the nicest scaffolding in football. Follow the Tennessee Titans feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Titans preview, every number verified.